So, how do we express and receive gratitude in nonviolent communication? First, the intent is all important. The intent is to celebrate life, nothing else. We're not trying to reward the other person. We want the other person to know how our life has been enriched by what they did. That's our only intent. And to make clear how our life has been enriched, we need to say to people three things to make it clear. Praise and compliments don't make these three things clear. First, we want to make clear what the person did that we want to celebrate. What action on their part enriched our lives? Second, we want to tell them how we feel about that. What feelings are alive in us as a result of what they've done? And third, what needs of ours were met? I hadn't made this clear to a group of teachers I was dealing with. We ran out of time this day, and just as I was talking about how to express gratitude in nonviolent communication. And after the meeting, one of the teachers ran up to me, and here's how she expressed her gratitude to me. Her eyes were shining, and she said, "You're brilliant." I said to her, "It doesn't help." She says, "What?" I said, "Telling me what I am doesn't help. I have been called a lot of names in my life, some positive and some far from positive, and I can't ever recall learning anything of value by somebody telling me what I am. I don't think anybody does. I think there's zero information value in being told what you are. But from the look in your eyes, I can see you want to express a gratitude." She says, "Yes, and I want to receive it, but telling me what I am doesn't give it to me." Well, she said, "What do you want me to say?" I said, "Remember what I said in the workshop today. I need to hear three things. First of all, what did I do that made life so wonderful for you?" She thought for a moment and said, "You're so intelligent." "No," I said, "that's still a diagnosis of me. It doesn't really tell me what I did. I'd get more out of your feedback if I knew concretely what I did that really in some way enriched your life." "Oh," she says, "I got you. I think I understand." She opened up her notebook and she pointed to two things she wrote there and had a big star by them. She said, "You said these two things." I looked in her notebook. "Yes, I did say those two things." I said, "That helps. See, just knowing that that in some way enriched your life. Second," I said, "it would help me to know how you feel right now." "Oh, Marshall, I feel so relieved and hopeful." "Oh. And now third, what need of yours was met by those two things?" "Marshall, I've never been able to connect with my 18-year-old son. All we do is fight. I have been needing some concrete direction for connecting with him. These two things you said met that need of mine for some concrete direction." So you can see, I'm sure, how different it was to hear those three things than to hear somebody tell me what I was. So that's how we express gratitude in nonviolent communication. Now I'd like to suggest how to receive gratitude in nonviolent communication. And we find in every country how hard it is for people to receive gratitude because their prior training has taught them that you should be humble, you shouldn't think you're anything. And so it's very hard for people to receive gratitude. For example, English-speaking people, they often look terrified when you express gratitude to them, and here's what they say. "Oh, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing." French people, same thing. "De rien." Spanish, "De nada." Swedish, "Osh." You see. So all over the world, I've asked people, what makes it so hard to receive gratitude? Here's the answers I get. "Well, I didn't know that I deserved it." See, this horrible concept of deserve. So you have to earn things, you see? So it makes it hard even to receive gratitude. You have to worry about whether you earned it. Or sometimes they'll say, "Well, what's wrong with being humble?" Well, I said, it depends what you mean by humility. There's different kinds of humility. There's the kind that I think is unfortunate because it deprives us of seeing our power, our beauty. I like the way Golda Meir, the Israeli prime minister, talked about this false humility to one of her politicians. She said to him once, "Don't be so humble. You're not that great." But I think the most important reason why people find it hard to receive gratitude is powerfully spelled out in the Course in Miracles. They say in the Course in Miracles, it's our light, not our darkness that scares us the most. You see, sadly, we've been educated for all these years, 8,000 years, in this world of moralistic judgments, of retributive justice, punishment, reward, deserve. We've internalized this language of judgments, and it's hard for us to stay connected to the beauty of what we are within that framework. So nonviolent communication shows us to have the courage to not be scared of facing the power and the beauty that is in each of us.
This concludes Speaking Peace with Marshall Rosenberg. Original music by Marshall Rosenberg and additional music by Stephen McNamara. For more information on the work of Marshall Rosenberg and the Center for Nonviolent Communication, please contact them at www.cnvc.org. If you would like additional copies of this audio learning program or to receive a free catalog of audio, video, and music for the inner life, please contact Sounds True, www.soundstrue.com, or call us toll-free, 1-800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. Thank you for listening.